from the KTO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A federal humanities advocate and a Native nonprofit are teaming up to promote Native language education programs. They'll each contribute about $2 million to fund education programs within tribal communities aimed at revitalizing Native American languages. KTO's Trip Krause looks at the partnership and what it might mean for Alaska.
Approximately 150 Native languages are spoken in the U.S. 20 distinct languages alone are in Alaska. Lawrence Kaplan is a linguistics professor in Fairbanks. He says Alaska Natives care enormously about their language and culture.
And the languages are very important to the groups because it's just part of their culture. It's part of what makes them unique.
The director of the Alaska Native Language Center, Kaplan, says all Native languages are endangered. That is why the National Endowment for the Humanities has teamed up with Longmont, Colorado-based First Nations Development Institute to fund Native language education. Kaplan says Tlingit and Central Yupik would be good candidates for grant funding.
To me, the languages that would benefit most would be the ones where there's an active group of people working already.
First Nations is a national nonprofit that focuses on economic development throughout Indian Country. President and CEO Michael Roberts says that includes Natives in Alaska and Hawaii. But competition for the language program funding could be intense.
I mean, we are going to open this really wide, nationwide, asking for folks to come in and get into a highly, a competitive process. And, there is an oversubscription of applicants, $2 available. So
Roberts is Tlingit and grew up in Ketchikan. He says that the First Nations will be looking at programs to meet a certain criteria.
From our perspective, those are probably the highest likelihood of the kinds of things we'll invest in, either immersion programs that are working or folks who've done a lot of work on language retention and restoration who are kind of maybe in that pre-immersion stage.
An advisory committee will be formed, and then tribes will be contacted to submit proposals. A spokeswoman for the National Endowment for the Humanities says about 15 programs would be funded per year. In Juneau, I'm Trip Krause.
Authorities say they conducted two separate rescues for stranded hikers on Sunday in roughly the same area off West Glacier Trail. Capital City Fire Rescue and Alaska State Troopers rescued 50-year-old Kenneth Weber early in the afternoon and then were called again late Sunday night to rescue 46-year-old Sarah Screen. Both are locals. Assistant Chief Todd Chambers was on duty Sunday.
So Trooper Forst and I were discussing it after we launched the boat. I was like, well, that's less than last year. And I think we jinxed ourselves, and that's how we ended up with the second one.
Chambers said neither person required medical treatment. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom. I'm Jeremy Shea.